Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. If you're listening to this, Ramadan Kareem, to all my Muslim friends who are listening. I actually had a wish and then it just went out of my head. I just want to share with you this because I feel like if I don't share it, I'll go crazy. You know about the whole incident about how we feel like there's people in my house and all that, right? There's a man living in my house. He comes in shadows and he comes in like forms, and my mom has seen it. My mom has experienced things in her bedroom, in the master bedroom. And I didn't think much about it because for me it's something that is just there. So something really weird happened yesterday. I wanted to share with you. I went hiking, right? So after I went hiking, I actually went back home. I reached home around 12:30. So lepas mandi, after I showered and all that, it was probably like about 1:30 plus. So I was looking at my fingernails. And my fingernails are very long, right? So I said, you know what? I need to go and trim my fingernails. So I need to find a nail cutter. And the nail cutter is inside the living room. So I went out my room. And then I was looking at the drawer. And then I heard a man's voice go, "Eh." I swear to God. So my father is not at home yesterday because he balik lambat, so he got back home around 3 a.m. in the morning because my father does my father does events. So he does events for acrylic and all stuff and all that, and then this stuff, if it happens in a shopping center, you know how they can only do work when the shopping center is closed, right? So he will always work through the night, you know. And he always come back home late. So he wasn't at home. So there was no one at home. It was just me and my mother. My mother was inside the room and she was asleep because I went to her room first to ask her for ketik kuku. And she was asleep, so I didn't want to bother her. So I closed the door. All right. My brother wasn't back home also. He melaram, tak tahu apa gimana malam. And then he is not at home lah. So it's just me and my mother. And then I was in the living room. I was opening the drawer to the TV console where we put our ketik kuku, and I heard a man voice go, "Hey," and I freaked out, and then I'm recording this now. Okay, itu je nak cakap. Okay, so this story I want to share with you. Sorry, I just wanted to share with you that little story that happened to me. I've never seen anything, okay, but that was the first time I heard a man's voice go, "Hey." So maybe he's just trying to make his presence known. So salam Ramadan to him too. Anyways, this story is from a lady who claimed, I think she knows that there possibly is a sucker because it manifested itself through many different incidents, all right? And I want to share with you this story because it's quite lengthy, but I'm going to read it off the email because it's written very well and it's quite creepy. Okay, so this kakak was saying, like, "Is it sucker? I never knew something was wrong with me until I got my own house. So I got married and 2 years later I got my BTO apartment. All right, by then I already had 3 children. Wow. She got married and then 2 years later got my BTO apartment. In 2 years dia dapat 3 anak. Kau rasa? Okay, anyways, leave your judgment out of the door. I stayed there for 5 years and then sold it when it MOP. All right, so during my stay, I noticed that the wall in the toilet of the master bedroom would be full of red ants. So I thought maybe the wall is dirty and that's why there is ants. So I would wash it with Jif, Clorox, spray, Shiltox, and still that wall in the toilet would be full of ants. So my husband said maybe outside the small toilet window there might be a hole where the ants are living, right? So here's the thing. So the good thing about BTO is the aircon compressor area is accessible, so my husband can step onto that area. And he said that, yeah, there's actually tiny holes on the silicone between the window and the walls, but there were still ants going up and down the toilet wall. Apa hal eh? Korang makan apa dalam toilet ni? Like, what are you guys eating in this toilet? You guys want to see me bogel? So she wrote, "Kau nak tengok aku bogel ke?" Those are my thoughts. You all want to see me naked, is it? So during my stay, actually, ever since I got married, I had dreams of being pregnant. But it got more frequent after I got married. maybe in a week, 2-3 times, I will have this dream. So in this dream, I will get pregnant with a big belly, and sometimes I would give birth to a beautiful baby girl. It will always be a beautiful baby girl. I would also dream that I am breastfeeding the baby girl, cuddling the baby girl, or just being around the baby girl. I also dream of making out with a man. I can't see the man's face. It's always dark, but he would make up with me. He would say he wants to be friends with my husband so that he can be with me always. He said he wants to be my husband's best friend. I had a dream twice of a Pontianak. One time the Pontianak was chasing me at the playground. She was angry, and the same man with the dark face came and quote unquote protect me. So the Pontianak couldn't touch me. Second dream, I dreamt that the Pontianak came out of my TV macam sadako while I was on the dream, while I was on the bed in my room. That Pontianak touched my big toe and I woke up. I woke up screaming and I was in a shock. But again, after these things happen so many times, aku macam dah lali. I feel like it's nothing new to me. So I just went back to sleep. And every time when I'm about to sleep in this old house before I sold it, I could feel a presence in my room. But I ignored because my husband said I was just overreacting or overthinking. Maybe I'm just stressed with work. By the way, throughout this whole thing, the toilet wall in my master bedroom still have ants going up and down despite me washing it every day. So the last straw that made me call a person to ruqyah was when I got home from work one day and then I beri salam. A man's voice answered my salam. I had assumed it was my husband because he was on MC on that day. My children were at the playground with my helper. So I went into the room and my husband was asleep, snoring. So then I'm like, who's the one who answered my salam, right? So I showered and then I woke up my husband and I asked him, you don't play around and pretend to sleep lah. Tadi you dah jawab I'm salam kan? That's not you answer my salam, right? And he was like, what salam? I tidur what? Okay, tak apa, tak pasal. I then asked my helper if she had experienced anything weird inside the house. I bear in mind that maybe the reason why I'm experiencing all this is because I'm stressed at work. And maid dia pula buka cerita. Maid dia cakap, there were two occasions. Once, when she was showering, she would feel someone pass by her. And she would assume it was me. And she would look outside. And then, actually, I was sitting at the sofa watching TV with my husband. Another time, she said she woke up to shower, to get ready for subuh. Oh my god. I'm so freaked out because this can happen to me. She saw a human figure sitting on the sofa. La haula wala quwwata illa billah. When she turned on the light, there was no one. Okay? My youngest at that time was about 4 years old. One morning, he told me, Mommy, I dream of you. You wear white. You standing here. And as he pointed to the front of his room, your hair is short. You look like Pontianak. I had cut my hair the day before. So my second, all right, also showed signs of disturbance. At the time, she was about, he was about 6 years old. He went back home one day from school, angry, screaming and shouting. So my helper showered him, persuaded him with so many things and nothing worked. My helper made him lay on his bed and she recited the Ayatul Kursi. She just recited because she thought the saying out of the prayer would calm him down. And it did. He instantly fell asleep. No need to tepuk. Alright? Now, throughout this whole time also, every time when I hear the azan, I'll get so pissed off. I would turn the volume down. I didn't turn it off because I know it is wrong. But the feeling is, I felt so pissed off. Macam nak campak je handphone. And then, during this whole time, after praying, I would feel angry. Not calm after solat, but angry. Macam pissed off. Tapi tetap I was solat. Pelik kan? So, I decided to call a person to ruqyah on the first week of November 2022. I told my husband I needed help before things get worse for my children. My sleeps were always disturbed. Tersadar je pukul 3 pagi, 2:30 pagi, 12 malam. After making an appointment, I got the date and the time. So on that date, I felt so scared. I felt so scared that I thought I should just cancel the appointment. I don't mind making the payment, just don't come. That's what I was thinking. When he came, I felt so scared, like I want to shout at him and tell him to go home. So he came in, he looked around the house, and he told me to sit on the sofa while he sat in front of me. My husband, my parents, and my in-laws were there. He said to prepare big bottles of tap water and don't cover it. And then he began his rukia. Let me tell you, at that point of time, it felt like I had made the biggest, stupid, most stupid decision to call him to rukia. Or was it something else that was telling me that? So his rukia came in four different parts. Okay, this whole thing is very detailed. Okay, so you guys have to listen carefully. Okay, so his rukia came in four parts. The first part, he recited the surah. I believe it was a surah regarding Nabi Sulaiman because I could hear the name Sulaiman. At this point of time, when he said that name, my ears felt like it was burning. My head hurt so badly that it was banging onto a wall. I actually covered my own ears because it sounded like he was screaming at me, and I closed my eyes throughout the torment. Then when he stopped, he asked me, "Did you see anything?" Yes. Sorry, I didn't read this email in full, so I wasn't aware of what I was going to read. I just glanced through it, and then now it's freaking me out. When I was closing my eyes and I was putting my hands over my ears, I actually saw two pochong. Bloody face when I closed my eyes. And then I told him, "Dah tak ada lagi kan? Sakit lah, sakit sangat. No more, right? Painful, like it's really painful." He said, "There's actually more. You are not done." I told him I don't want to hear anymore. It's really painful. Then he asked me, "Are you sure it's you that don't want to hear?" And then he interacted with my husband, my parents and in-law while I was on the sofa still feeling scared, ears and head still painful. Macam nak lari sembunyi bawah katil pun ada, but katil bawah tak lopong. He said, "I feel like running and hiding underneath my bed, but my bed got no opening." And okay, so here's the interesting thing that I found in this whole thing. Like, she is aware and she's lucid throughout the whole event, but she's also like experiencing all these things. So which I think makes it scarier. Like, you know, if you're possessed and then you don't know what happened, you wake up and then that's it, right? But no, this one is like she's experienced it and she's lucid, okay? So that's the first part of the rukia. Second part of the rukia, he continued his second part. And this time, not only my ears and my head hurt, my left leg went numb. My mom said maybe I wasn't sitting right throughout the session earlier. But I was sitting on the sofa with my legs straight. Takkan tiba-tiba tak ada rasa? So, the man who was doing the rukia said I should go and walk. I walked, but I was dragging my left leg. I can't move my left leg at all. It is totally numb and I can't feel anything. I can't even move my toes. It's so heavy. It's not semut-semut, eh? It is numb. So, I sat on the sofa back. My husband tepuk-tepuk my left leg. He continued. And this is the part 3 that happened. And this time, he prepared a small cup of water that's half filled. As he recited the surah, my left cheek, my left arm, and my left leg were numb. So from the leg, it went all the way to the arm and to the cheek. Numb. So her whole entire body on the left side is paralyzed now. I can feel like blood is not moving on that part of the body. And then he gave me the water to drink, so I drank. About 2 minutes later, I gestured to my mouth. He prepared a plastic bag and he gave it to my husband and I vomited water. He took a peek inside, but I felt relief after that, like lega gila, okay? So during these intervals between these different parts, he would interact with my husband, my parents and my in-law. And maybe he did that because he wanted me to rest. So it was very tiring, okay? It felt like I was going on a marathon, but actually I was just sitting on top of a sofa. So the last part, he recited a surah. I told him, now there's a pain on my left abdomen, a sharp pain. But it went away after a while. He finished the surah and he finished the surah that he recited and he told me to relax. And then he took a spray lah. This is like a spray to spray around your house. So he sprayed from the main door while reciting some surah. As he came to the living room, the spray bottle suddenly dropped from the spray head. Dari tadi spray-spray kat pintu okey je. Sampai kat living room, tiba tertanggal jatuh. The man said, "Aik, lain macam aja." So my husband quickly said, "Tak ada apa-apa lah. Mungkin tak anu betul-betul." Alright, that's it. So then, continued to spray the whole house and then he azan. So before he left, my husband asked him, what could possibly be the cause? So my husband and I thought that maybe someone had sent something. I mean, we can never know how others feel towards us, right? The man said, it's definitely not something that someone sent. It could be a sucker. And that's when my dad said that actually the family line has a sucker, but it is unknown where it is right now. It was not officially passed down, nor officially set free. The worst part he said was that I might need another round of Rukia because whatever that thing is, it might be out of the moment, but it will linger around to come back. Okay? Now, my children and helper were not at home during this whole Rukia session. So they slept at my in-laws for a few days. When they came back the next morning, my elders told me, are you ready for this? My elders told me she dreamt of two pochongs entering from the main door, looking at her while she lay down on the sofa and she couldn't move. Due to that incident and that dream, she has developed fear of falling asleep on the sofa. My youngest also told me that he dreamt got pochong outside his door, standing. I never told them what happened at home during the Rukia or what I saw. Dorang yang cakap dengan aku that they saw that pochong. They do still have weird dreams, but it's not as often as before. Once, my eldest dreamt that there was a black figure in her room with a pair of white eyes at the top corner looking at her crawling from one corner to another. Now, I've already sold the house and waiting for the renovation of the new house to be completed. I do still have dreams about that baby girl, but it's not as often like before. If it's really sucker, I hope it won't go to any of my siblings or my cousins. Secondly, you know, nama je sucker, tapi keluarga aku tak kaya pun. So, yeah, it feels like I have had years to prove, it has years to prove itself worthy, but it feels so tak payah ada sucker. So, if shit starts to stir again in my life, I'll update you more. Maybe next time, I'll intro you about the job scope of what the sucker is all about. So, that's a very interesting story from this kakak. Let me just check what's her name. Aku nak kasi boleh kasi nama orang, eh? Kita panggil dia nama K.R. Okay? Alright. Itu je nama, cerita dia. This story is always very interesting about sucker because, I mean, it's something that's close to my heart and I'm pretty sure many of you know what is a sucker all about. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Again, Ramadan Karim. Tak ada hantu. Hantu kena... setan kena kenegari tapi jin tetap ada, okay? So, tetapkan ada hantu. My next story is a story that happened during Ramadan. Ramadan. Something is knocking on my... Babi, eh? Okay, bye.